We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline and talk to our buddy Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist for CBSSports.com, analyst for CBS Sports HQ as well. Good morning, Pete. How are you, buddy?
Good, guys. How are you?
We're doing great, Pete. Actually winning four games in a row after losing seven, man. I'm just curious, before we get into it, we got a bunch of stuff to talk about. What are your thoughts about how all of a sudden the Dolphins are playing better? I'm just curious your take.
Well, I love what they're doing on defense. I think their creativity on defense is outstanding, and what they did to Carolina last week was criminal. They couldn't block them. They had all kinds of looks. They had all kinds of stunts. Carolina never adjusted to any of them. Jalen Phillips is growing up as a pass rusher, and I think that's big for them. He can rush from the inside. He can rush from the outside. And you know, the defensive game plan they had at Baltimore a couple weeks ago was fantastic. And so I give a lot of the credit to the defensive side of the ball. And what they're doing over there. But more than that, Joe, I think Tua's growing up a little bit. And, you know, we talked in the summer. Right. It's a prove-it year for him. And there were doubts about him, and I had my doubts about him. But the more and more I'm watching him, the more and more comfortable he's becoming as a quarterback. And I think combine that with the defense, and that's why they're winning football games.
You know the crazy thing? Pete, I don't know. I just caught this the other day. It's the first time he's done it. I don't know if people are going to make a big deal about it or not. His guys jumped offside, his left side. Austin Jackson jumped offside. He was mad. He slammed the ball down and let the guy have it. And I was like, good for you, man. Good for you. Like, hey, guys, we can't do that. And usually that hasn't been him. But you can tell it's starting to become his offense. And he knows he's the guy. There's no Deshaun Watson or any of that stuff. And he just seems like he's getting a lot more confident in things that he's doing and comfortable to tell guys, hey, man, that's not acceptable. I liked it.
That's the kind of thing you got to see in him. You know, I got ripped by guys because I said, where's the fire in the belly during the draft process? Well, that's fire in the belly, and you need that. If you're going to play that quarterback position, guys want you to have that. And I think he's growing up. I think he's becoming a much better quarterback. Now, the verdict's still out on him in terms of the long term, but as of right now, it's leaning in the direction that he's starting to make them think and say, hey, wait a second, maybe we have our guy here.
Right. Pete, what about Jalen Waddle for the Dolphin offense, too? The kid looks like the real deal, or at least it seems it. I know there's a lot of talk before the draft or even after the draft about Pitts and Waddle and Chase and all these guys. Is Waddle really that guy? What do you think so far? He's on pace for 100 catches and over 1,000 yards for the season. I know they target him a ton, but what do you think about when you watch him?
Love him. Love him. And I think they need to get him down the field more even. I mean, look, he's got the game-breaking speed, the ability to stretch the field, but I think now's the time to start getting those shots down the field. I know he's been good catching a lot of passes in the intermediate area, but he has the speed to scare people. And now start doing that. Get him down the field more. And I think you're going to start seeing that more and more. And that was a criticism of Tua. Let it go. Let it go down the field. And I think those two, as they get more used to playing in the NFL, particularly Waddle, I think you're going to see more deep shots down the field.
So I got to ask you about the other thing that's somewhat connected to the NFL, and that is the money and the deals that we are seeing these coaches get. Lincoln Riley, Brian Kelly leaving, and we're talking about 9- and 10-year contracts for and by the way, most of these guys now, the money and the years, it makes this college football job look like it's a hell of a lot better than the NFL jobs, except for unless you hate recruiting. What are your take on what we've seen here with these guys jumping and potentially more to come?
You know, it's interesting because, you know, Cliff Kingsbury's in a great negotiating situation right now. You know, there's talk of him going to Oklahoma. Well, he has 1 year left on his deal, and this guy was probably going to get fired if they didn't win this year. Now he can go back to the Cardinals and say, hey, wait a second. I'm either going to go take the $10 million, $9 million a year, whatever Oklahoma's going to pay me, or you're going to pay me that. And I think it's good for the NFL coaches. I mean, it really is. Their salary is going to go up. A lot of those guys have been underpaid for a long time. I mean, when you see defensive coordinators in college football making $4 million a year, you know that the NFL coaches are underpaid. So I think it's going to help them. It's going to raise the salaries up. It's going to give them leverage. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there right now, Joe, oh, my God, how dare they leave and go take that money? And every person that complains and moans and bitches about it would be the exact same person taking the money and leaving. I mean, that's just common sense. Of course Brian Kelly's going to go take that deal. Of course he's going to go take the deal, Lincoln Riley and USC, with that kind of money in that kind of situation. I mean, everybody rips people for trying to better themselves nowadays. I don't get it.
Yeah, money and security, man, when you start talking about that. It is just weird. I said this yesterday morning, that we are seeing college football coaches with much better contracts, longer contracts, more money than most, not all, than most of the NFL coaches. We got coaches making $4 and $5 million, probably most of them, especially the newer guys. And I'm not talking about the Belichicks of the world, but my God, something's wrong when these college football coaches are getting paid a lot more than the NFL coaches. Am I right or wrong on that?
No, you're right. You're exactly right. Why are these college programs giving out 10-year deals? I mean, if you want to pay them $10 million a year, I get it. Pay them $10 million a year, but make it 5 years. Why would you give out a 10-year deal? Then no matter what happens, you're bound to him for 10 years, and then the buyout will be outrageous. So that part of it I don't understand. I wouldn't give anybody a 10-year deal. I'll be honest with you. I'm not – no way. I mean, what if Brian Kelly is okay, for example, the Ed Orgeron, 2 years ago they would said, hey, Ed, you just won a national championship. We'll give you a 10-year deal for $8 million a year. They'd be bound to that now. They'd have to pay him a buyout, and that would be just stupidity. So I think when you look at these deals, the length of them is what's concerning, but I do think that the NFL contracts are going to be going up. I don't think you're going to be seeing 10-year deals, yeah, though, in the NFL.
Were you surprised Urban Meyer came out yesterday? We did not talk about this morning. Not interested in leaving the NFL. Do you think he might take that Notre Dame job?
Well, it's always been linked to him being his dream job. So and he worked on that staff a long, long time ago. So to say never, I don't know. But I think, you know, there's going to be other guys in that mix. Luke Fickell and Freeman, those guys are all going to be in the mix. And so I don't think Urban Meyer's going to get the job. Some people have said, well, you know, the little incident in Cincinnati where he had the dance, as he termed it, I think, you know, that might hurt him in the eyes of Notre Dame. So I think he's back. I think, I'll be honest with you, people in Jacksonville, they'd be thrilled if he left. I mean, get off the hook for that deal. That guy, I mean, look, he's a disaster so far. Last week he was asked, hey, Urban, what do you need to do to mesh your offensive style to Trevor Lawrence? And he thought there for a second, he looked at him and goes, good question, I don't know. Now, should a head coach ever answer, I don't know?
No, never.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
Oh, Pete, I got it. Well, now that we're talking about the coaching and the salary, do you think there's going to be a time in the next couple of years where we see all 32 coaches in the NFL all making an upwards of maybe $8 or $10 million? Like all of them?
Yes. Yes, I do. I do. And that, now, there might be a cheap organization that says, hey, we're going to go in the cheap. We're going to give you the opportunity to be a first-time head coach, but you're not getting that money. You want to take the job, and somebody will say, okay, I'll take it. That might happen. But the guys who are established and can have leverage and negotiation, I think they're going to get those kind of deals. Absolutely. I think the money's going up. And that's, you know, look, it's a good thing for the coaches, but they ought to thank those agents, those college agents, because they're making it happen.
Once again, we find ourselves with a shortage of quarterbacks in NFL. I just was looking yesterday, Pete, there might be eight teams right now where the front office and the coaches get together for a meeting here in late November, early December, saying, we don't have the right guy. We don't have – what are all those teams going to do for next year? There's not that many guys coming out in college, and there's sure in the hell not that many guys that are going to change teams that are good players. So, once again, is this shortage of quarterbacks always going to be around, or does it just seem like it's more now than ever.
No, Joe, I think if you go back and look, even when you played, there was a severe shortage of quarterbacks. I mean, there's the haves and the have-nots. I mean, there are always teams that don't have quarterbacks. And the problem is it's such a hard position to play and a hard position to fill that they're always going to be looking. And sometimes even when you have them, seemingly have them, you're always looking around the corner for the next one. And I mean, look at the Rams. They had Jared Goff. They took him to the Super Bowl. Didn't like him. We're going to make a deal. We go get Matt Stafford. The guy sort of picked six in three straight games. You know, sometimes be careful. And look at his record against winning teams. It's not very good. Now, he played for the Lions for a long time, so that matters. But, I mean, you got to be careful what you wish for. And I do think that the way the game has changed has helped eliminate some of that lack of quarterbacks. I mean, for example, 20 years ago, Lamar Jackson wouldn't have gotten the chance to play quarterback.
That's true.
And now he's filled the quarterback position at Baltimore. Now, he's not throwing the ball very well. He hasn't passed the football very well the last three, you know, two of the last three games. And so that's a concern, but he's filled that job. So I think, for example, there's a guy, Malik Willis at Liberty. He moves, he throws, he's got a big arm. He's raw, but somebody can take him, make him a second round pick and try and groom him to be a quarterback. And I think maybe that's how you fill those jobs, but you're right. It's always been a quarterback shortage.
Pete, Tampa Bay, New England Super Bowl. Can we see that the way that New England's playing right now?
We'll know Monday. I mean, look, Mac Jones has done some really good things. He's accurate. He's smart. He knows where to go with the football. But his number, if you watch that tape from last week, he wasn't nearly as good as his numbers would indicate. They make it easy on him. They scheme it up. He doesn't drive the ball down the field. The running game has got, you know, him in a position where he can make those short, quick throws. But eventually you got to hit those shots down the field. So we'll know Monday whether New England is legitimate. If they win on Monday, then I'll sit here and say, you know what? It's New England and Kansas City, because Kansas City's getting it right as well. Nobody wants to play them.
I'll say one thing. That defense is New England looking New England-like with all those takeaways, though, Pete. That defense, and somehow we all get one of their players. We pay them too much money, and then we get rid of them, and they all go back and play together, and they're pretty damn good.
You know what that is, Joe? I always joked around. There's a car wash outside their facility. And it washes the stink off every player who comes through there. Whether you're a bad guy, have issues off the field, aren't a smart player, don't play hard all the time. Once you go through the car wash outside New England's practice facility, the stink is gone and suddenly you're a different player. I mean, and that's a testament to Bill Belichick. It really is. I mean, that's coaching. You know, people are fearful of it's like the old days when you played for Shula. You were fearful of making a mistake. You were fearful of not being on time. You were fearful. You were scared. It's the same up there. And, you know, a lot of guys, you know, try and be pals with their players. You know, being pals with your players doesn't work, I don't think. I never thought it worked. I think you have to have a respect and admiration and a fear factor with your coach. And I think that's what happens with Belichick. Guys play harder. They play better. They play smarter for him.
Hey, Pete, before we go, I got to ask you, because I know you're a little old school too. How about these fathers coming out ripping? I'm not a huge Baker Mayfield fan, but these fathers coming out taking shots when their sons are playing for the friggin' team, running back and a wide receiver, about the quarterback. I think it's the most ridiculous thing that these guys try and tell, oh, they have a right to do what they want. As parents, they can say what they want. No, they shouldn't be doing it. What do you think?
I got a couple thoughts on that, and I'll start with when I was in high school. We were playing football, and for some reason, this kid's father always used to sit there. He was a truck driver when he was in town, big truck driver, by the way. When he was in town, he'd sit on a chair and watch practice. And one day during practice, the father didn't think his kid was playing hard enough. He runs out into the middle of the practice field, gets down in a stance across from his kid, and starts throwing blows at his helmet. And I had big coaches on my staff then. They jumped in. They had to wrestle this guy, and he was fighting all of them. And finally, they called the cops and pulled him away. And I sat in there, and the next play, and I go, look out, here comes my dad. And we all were dying. Yeah, and then so that one. And then Tebow's father was on the practice field at Florida every single day. And so I used to mock that when I used to do my drive time show in Jacksonville. And he called me. He goes, don't you want me involved in my son? Yes, be involved. Just stay the hell off the practice field. Let him become a grown man. So those are two father stories. I'm with you, Joe. Stay the hell out of your kid's life. I mean, the kid is growing up. He's a man. You're playing in the National Football League. You're a grown man. Let it be. Leave them alone. Stay the hell out of their lives. And don't put them in bad situations.
Pete, it's always great having you there, Mr. Old School. I appreciate it very, very much. Thank you.
You got it, guys. Take care.
All right, Pete Prisco joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
Well, I'll tell you what. I might have had too much Edge energy drink today because I came in a little buzzed here with this unbelievable taste. I'm telling everybody out there, if you like energy drinks, and you do, and of course anybody in radio, we need energy drinks. This Edge energy drink is fantastic. This new cream soda citrus combo taste, it's zero aftertaste with it. It is so good. Whether you just need a little pick-me-up during the day because you stay up late and watch games at night, or you're getting ready to work out and just need a little something to get you through a workout, or something with a little vodka, maybe a little rum on the rocks, you throw in a little Edge energy drink, you got yourself something special. You got to try it. I guarantee you love the taste of it. Now, I got to be careful. I don't want you to run to Publix. No, you got to go to liquorsplit.com to get it. That's right. And you're going, wait a second. How do I get it? Well, it's a delivery. Guaranteed delivery in 30 minutes or less from liquorsplit.com. That's what they do. Wholesale prices and a wide selection of your favorite drinks delivered right to your door. It's the VIP treatment from liquorsplit.com. They do it quick. They get exactly what you want. And there you have it, man. A delicious Edge energy drink to get yourself all iced up and ready to go. Go to liquorsplit.com, put in the code CHEERS15, and get a 15% discount. Tell them Joe Rose sent you. Yeah, you're going to like that. Oh, it's so good, man. I'm telling you right now, purchase Edge energy exclusively from LiquorSplit for the fastest and affordable delivery service in the game. Get the edge over the competition. Get the best tasting energy drink, Edge, at liquorsplit.com. That's liquorsplit.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.